Sorry.
Anyway, I find that the sequence of the in the chanting book,
Yeah.
Yapatjasmudra, and then the beyond joy, is right after
Yeah,
that.
right
After
after
that,
that.
book break, then
Yeah,
you
because after you
yeah,
clear the Patisha
see,
Samudra Pada,
that kind of joy, you know.
yeah, because it's like at that time, yeah, he was speaking to the disciple who are mainly going the sainthood way and as well. That's why he want you to have this understanding. If you realize this enlightenment, which is Nibbana, then you will have this plume of joy. You know, birth is no more. Whatever that need to be done has already been done. Understand not? So it's like they say, Sekha and Asika. Yeah. Those under training and those no more under training. Yeah. No more under training means you don't have to train anymore because you realize arahantship, no more rebirth, finish. Like Bertil say, the Patisyasamupada realized, understood. So it cannot like continue to delude you and bring you back. Understand not? That is for the segmented life, rebirth. Which is correct. Rebirth under avijja, no more. Understand not? But the Bodhisattva's rebirth is not under avijja. It is the first vow. I vow to liberate the limitless living being throughout the entire existence. So that one is out of love and compassion he come. So this is the pure mind, the pure thought that condition rebirth. But for rebirth to happen, you need the karmic nature, which they still have. Understand? No? So the pure thought is only one of them, no. You need another condition, no. You purposely take the Bodhisattva vow to come back, no. So because you vow and yourself, so you got a reason to come back and yourself. So with the pure mind and the nature's condition where you have that vow, and that vow is very intense, where you vow with understanding, with faith, you plant the seed of Bodhi. And then the nature's law, existential law, actually allow this to come. There is birth, but not through ignorance. You understand? That's why Bodhisattva can come. Because that one is a pure thought. Love and compassion, it come. And the condition for it to come is the vow. Understand? Without the vow, it cannot come. That's why the four basic vow of Bodhisattva is compulsory. Compulsory. Without that, you cannot come. Huh? Okay?